It's time to spark it up with the kennel linguists.
I mean, look what happened in Colorado. They're like, oh, Colorado's going to run out of weed.
The fact that you got to go to McDonald's and get a value meal supersized on the state, that never happens anywhere.
With your hosts, April O'Connor.
You need to smoke weed after you go to the whorehouse because you're kind of being contemplative and wondering. Like a store gun store. Check cash in place. Sounds familiar.
And Alex Mandelberg.
It's like Tyson hit her in the vagina. That, I feel like, is where the line is. I feel like the line is, if it can make you better, it's performance enhancing.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but about Apple.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We got a Polish rapper turned politician who's pitching weed. 500 pounds of marijuana found outside of a Walmart. Legal pot sales in the U.S. this year will reach $5.4 billion with a B. And an ex-NFL lineman says, allow weed with a bunch of exclamation points here on the Canna and Tonight Whiskey Linguists. Me, Alex Mandelberg, staring at her computer screen, getting ready to start the show. April O'Connor.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew. And our guest today, who's actually going to be doing a lot of speaking, she said, because she's our only guest, my girlfriend, ladies and gentlemen, Sydney Moe.
Hello.
Yeah. Crowd goes crazy for my lady. Wow, that echo's still rolling out, isn't it? I just realized it's a big echo. Going crazy. Going crazy. They're going nuts. So this first story is the one that April was just so giddy about. This so Polish rapper turned politician, which in and of it's like this story didn't even need to be about weed. You just are like Polish rapper turned politician. What?
I just need to hear. I need to hear it. But I also am like, that's why I was so like you. I was like, oh my God, he already hit record. So I'm like, I have to look. Like I was trying to Google his like rap music too.
Oh no.
I've got it.
Oh,
I made
man.
It happen.
This dude looks so like, oh, hey, you all can't. Hey. The name of the artist is Leroy, L-I-R-O-Y.
Don't clown on anybody.
You know
be
what?
Nice.
Because my grandfather.
Let's at least CBS skills first.
Because my grandfather is from Poland, I feel like I can make all the Polak jokes that I want to make, and I'm like, let go. Which, by
oh,
the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, what is that whole. It's
the dumb Polak joke. So what's the Polish AIDS test? Wait 8 years, see if you're dead.
There's a lot of
you know during World War II the Polish would throw dynamite at the Germans lit it, threw it back.
Is that a real thing?
No, that's not a real Jesus fucking Christ.
Alex,
we're not really that
on.
Dumb. You know the Polish invented
I've been drinking.
The Polish invented the toilet seat, and then 2 years later the Germans put a hole in the middle of it. Jeez, yeah, there's so many. Just a Polish woman walks out of the bathroom with a tampon in her ear. Her friend says, what are you doing with a tampon in your ear? She says, that's where my pencil went. Like, there's all those dumb Polak jokes. So,
I think there's endless ones.
There's endless dumb Polak jokes. And I get to make all of them because I'm part Polak. So,
that
I'm an idiot.
Makes a lot of sense.
Fuck you. Fuck all of the parts of you that think they're better than the parts of me.
Yeah. Why don't you just shut up?
Oh, Jesus. This is the only reason my girl.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Okay, you know what, listeners?
We're all something.
You know what,
right?
Listeners? I'm just going to fill you in on a little bit of backstory here. Apparently, my girlfriend was just brought in for this episode to tell me to shut the fuck up a bunch. So,
shut the fuck up.
Because it just put such a smile on April's face. So let's get into the actual story.
I'm crying right now.
Let's get into the actual story. Out of Warsaw, by the way, Warsaw, right down the street from Warsaw is where my Zadie, my grandfather, aww, is from. He's from Warsaw. He grew up like two like villages over from where Pope John Paul was from, or some shit like that. Because he was Polish too. None of you care. You know what? All right, just tell the story about the Polish fucking politician.
Stop with the sob story. Move on.
Actually, I just am still giggling because I've been drinking Jameson for a few hours waiting for you to get back from your show. Okay, I'll get it together.
So this Polish rapper turned politician on Monday presented a draft bill on legalizing medical marijuana in an EU nation where two-thirds of people back the idea. Quote, this draft crowns everything I've said over the years, especially during the election campaign. His name, Peter Leroy Marzik. He pioneered Poland's rap scene in like the 1990s. He said, I promised people I meet who were ill that I would do everything possible to table this draft. So,
like ill or like ill?
That's actually a good question. I have to agree with April.
Are these people ill? Are these people ill? These people is ill in.
Exactly. Please clarify.
I'm gonna drink my whiskey and just not participate in this episode. Oh, April's just gonna cry laughing the entire time. Oh my, this is hell for me.
It's what you get for asking me to be here.
Yeah, it's probably my own fault.
No. I just think, well, because Europe has a really, really ill hip hop scene. No, they do. And there's just so it's like in the 90s, he pioneered it. So I was just like, was it? It was just a bad joke. It was a bad joke that I couldn't resist.
Yeah, but April, was it ill or was it
ill? Yeah, this is not as much fun as it should be. Oh, jeez. So,
oh,
all right.
Oh, God.
So it had two-thirds of...
torture.
Yeah, it is. So it had two-thirds of people back in the idea. So I know nothing about European Union politics. I mean, is two-thirds... like, that seems like it's... like, two-thirds is enough to pass a law here in the U.S. Do they need more than two-thirds over there? I don't think they do. I feel like that's a good... That means the European Union at least is well on its way to legalization or medical legalization. So, you know, it's good. It's good. You know, that they've had some bad stories about marijuana over in Europe recently. They did have the weird
testing thing. That
was, yeah. Well, and then there was
story.
Also the medical marijuana made
marijuana.
There was also medical marijuana made Polish headlines last year after a doctor at a leading children's hospital imported it from the Netherlands to treat a child's life-threatening seizures after conventional treatments failed and the child recovered. So that's positive. So yeah, they've had some positive news about marijuana there recently. I said negative. I meant to say positive.
God damn it.
You know what?
Get it together.
This is what you all get for having me drink during the show and, you know, bringing my girlfriend in, so I'm all nervous because I get all,
first
oh God,
of all,
I gotta look cool in front of her. First, she might not look at my penis.
Crying like a little baby.
First of all, when are you not drinking during the show?
Well, that's, you know what? Don't let our listeners in on how much this is my hell.
You make it seem like I'm making you drink Jameson right now. It's your Jameson.
So
I've been drinking.
We do know. Because we talked about this before. In 2013, Uruguay became the world's first country to fully legalize marijuana completely. The whole country, it's legal everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. That's only in Uruguay. Where, as we looked up after the show, real estate is so cheap down there. The exchange rate, fucking bomb.
Corruption?
So, corruption through the roof. But, you know, if you have like $30, like, it can buy you a house in Uruguay. It's wonderful.
Let's go.
Oh, jeez.
I think it's pronounced Uruguay.
Uruguay. Uruguay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious.
So is it a tamale or is it a tamale?
You know what? I don't need this potato conversation out of you. I don't need any of this.
I wasn't hitting
we're not bagging on you. We've actually just been drinking here for a while, so we're proud.
So, anyways, I so briefly wanted to go over the story because the main story that I wanted to hit today. Because I'm brushing past this.
No.
Ugh, are you going to make me stay? This next story is the one.
No, we're going to listen to him rap.
Oh shit! All right, put it on.
Do you not want to listen to him, rap?
April, hit that shit.
Two kills.
Is he gonna rap?
Shut the fuck up.
This sounds like some shit he made with a dub over function on a double tape cassette.
Already? Come on, dude. Is this it? Are we gonna rap?
Nie ma potencjału i nie mówią o tym w szkołach, że to miasto.
That was almost bad enough to make me want weed not to get legalized.
No.
Wait. This is what I'm here for. Shut the fuck up.
No, that was not very good. I'm not giving that the two thumbs of approval. That was not good hip hop. I'm not giving it up for Polish hip hop if that's what the main staple of it is.
I feel like he needs some redemption.
No, we do not need any more redemption. We are moving on to a much more interesting story as far as I'm concerned. So 500 pounds of marijuana was found outside of a Walmart. Are you God damn it, April? We are moving on. Fuck Leroy. Leroy is boring. He's boring me. Fuck Leroy.
Whoa. Not boring. He's interesting.
No, there's nothing interesting about a Polish rapper who's getting marijuana legalized in Europe where they're already like being like, yeah, we got, yeah, it's pretty, yeah, they don't care.
He looks hard as fuck. I'm just kidding. No,
it sucks still. He sucks. Yeah. He sucks. His music sucks, but he's pushing for a good cause. So good for him.
Yeah,
but
like, love you.
Like, yeah,
keep
no,
it pushing.
I hate that thing where people are like, yeah, this guy's doing a good thing and he's also a great artist. I'm like, no, he could be doing a great thing, but he'd be a terrible fucking artist. I'm going down. I'm going to say Leroy, shit Polish rapper.
If this turns into an episode of Breaking Bad and I get shot in my own home because of you. Because
you're talking shit about
do you
a
think? Since when are like Polacks, these fucking hardcore gangsters going to kick your door down? Like, oh, you talk about Poland. Bah, bah, bah. Like, that has never happened in the history of ever. What do you think?
Maybe in Greenbush.
Where the fuck are these Polish bangers that you're talking about, Sid? There is not a Polish gang.
He's a member of parliament.
Yeah, exactly.
And he dominated the airwaves. He did in the 90s.
I'm sorry. In Poland. Oh my God,
in Poland, where no one gives a fuck. He dominated the airwaves in Poland. Yeah, all three of them. There's like two radio stations in all of Poland.
She's crying now.
There might only be one radio station in all of Poland. And one that they pick up that, like, some of the stuff is in Polish language, but it's really just a Russian station.
Whatever. They're for weed. Yay.
Yeah, they're for weed. Good for Poland. Good for you, Poland. But your rap, Poland, sucks. It fucking sucks my balls. Polish rap blows. I've heard it now, and it sucks. You played me two songs. They both sucked.
You're a dick.
I can be a dick. I can be a dick who hates Polish rap.
You can't generalize like that. It's not polite.
Hey, watch me. Polish rap sucks.
I listened to Leroy
and he sucks.
Yes, but you cannot generalize like that. It is not polite. Calm down.
I just did it like three times and you keep telling me I can't do something I've done like three times. It's done. It's in the
shut
it's
up
in
and
the
drink
universe.
Your whiskey.
Yeah. I'll drink
shut
my
up
whiskey.
And drink
can
your
you
whiskey.
You know what? Can we introduce the fucking story that I want to talk about now?
Yeah.
Please.
You bring it up while I drink my whiskey, April.
Well, I think you guys are both excited about this.
Well, Cindy's excited because her mom works at a Walmart.
It's 500 pounds of marijuana valued at $1.2 million, seized in Gwinnett. And Gwinnett, I think, is in Indiana. Lawrenceville area, Georgia. No, GA Highway. Yeah, Georgia.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah.
That would be.
Do you need my glasses so you can see the
I think
screen,
I
lady?
Do today. I think my eyes are watery because I've been crying.
So what happened was the Gwinnett Metro Task Force. It was all in a single U-Haul truck. According to information released Wednesday by the Gwinnett County Sheriff's Office, investigators got a tip about a suspicious vehicle driving in the Lawrenceville area. They spotted the U-Haul near the intersection of Georgia Highway 316 and Cedar Rapids and initiated a stop. A Lawrenceville police canine detected narcotics in the vehicle, and it was searched. Authorities found 427 packages of marijuana, weighing a total of 504.
How many was that?
427 packages.
Were they shaped like carrots, though?
No, they were not.
Well, fuck it.
Oh, so 504.3 pounds. The driver, 46-year-old Swanee resident Mark Anthony Spiziano, Italian with all those vowels.
Spaziano.
Spaziano and passenger 48-year-old Sugar Hill resident John Anthony Edney were arrested and charged with trafficking. No shit.
Did they
in
call
marijuana.
The cops on themselves because they were doing too much?
That was actually my question. High five, April. Thank you.
Oh, gosh. I mean, dude.
Just, you know, tying it all in.
504 pounds of marijuana.
That's a lot of work.
Good God, man.
Where did the Walmart come in, though? Because this is just on a highway. You said it was, like, found outside a Walmart. I mean, this story is still awesome, but, you know, Walmart has been left out of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's outside of Walmart.
Yeah, where was the – you promised me Walmart in this.
I mean, not inside the Walmart. Like,
we promised our listeners Walmart, and then we denied them a story about Walmart, April.
Was there another 500 pounds?
I have no clue. You pull up all the stories for me. I don't know shit about shit. I just read the stories that pop up on my screen. Yeah, that's my job.
You're welcome.
Because I was going to say, like, 500 pounds of marijuana, I feel like if that happened in Colorado, I'd be like, yeah, because Walmart would be the place where you get bulk marijuana. I mean, you could get 500 pounds of marijuana at Walmart prices.
So I think this is another 500 pounds from somewhere else.
Holy shit. So we just put the wrong story on our screen. Okay.
No, but I had both of them up and I thought they were the same because they were both said 500 pounds. Just, you know, to try to save my ass. But that, yeah.
Well, let's try this again. 500 pounds of marijuana was seized out. Take two. 500 pounds of marijuana was seized outside of a Walmart supercenter in Fishers, Indiana, on Tuesday, according to police. The Fishers Police Department said officers seized the marijuana around 4 a.m. They found the drugs in a semi-tractor trailer parked outside of the store. Authorities reported suspicious activity, no shit, when two men were found in the semi-trailer waiting, quote, to make a delivery. Unquote, police said. Drug sniffing dogs were called to the scene. Police found drugs in the trailer during a search. Two men, a driver and a passenger, were detained. Investigators were told only the driver knew about the marijuana. The passenger was released. That is bullshit. The driver, Isaac Roberto he's 25 of Mexico,
Alex,
was arrested on suspicion of intent to deliver more than 5 pounds of marijuana. Tuesday's drug bust marked the largest in Fisher's history, said Sergeant Tom Warrior, spokesman for the Fisher Police. This truck, which police said wasn't connected to Walmart, also contained coffee creamer. A different truck was used to move the creamer to its original destination.
They really lost the cream, though.
Okay, if Alex reads any faster, I can't hear him. I have no idea what he's saying.
So these dudes had a truck parked outside of a Walmart, and we're like, we're waiting for a delivery. I've watched too much Breaking Bad this week because everything sounds like Breaking Bad to me. I'm sorry. This is like, so it's Los Pollos Hermanos.
Amen.
It's Los Pollos Hermanos all over again. We need to look into this creamer company because this creamer company could be funding the biggest drug program. Is it weird that that's where my brain is going now? Have you watched Breaking Bad, April, or am I just speaking into the wind right now?
I have totally watched a lot of it, but then I just kind of I haven't finished it, and I feel like I could start it over.
Good God, woman.
What does that mean? Watched a lot of it.
I don't, maybe like four and a half, five seasons.
There's only five seasons.
Yeah, well, four. Maybe I got through most of the fourth season, and I haven't seen the last season.
Oh, I know. Jesus.
I know.
Jesus fucking Christ. What is wrong with you? What are you doing with your life? I'm just watching it for the first time right now. So
that's what happens. And then sometimes when I get home, it's like, even though I like the zombies too, I still sometimes I'm like, I'm just gonna watch something funny because I don't want to like go to sleep right after watching like.
No, that's happened
meth dealers
for four
and
nights in a row at 3 a.m. We're like, all right, we're just gonna watch the end of this episode and then we'll go to bed. And then the end of the episode hits, and Cindy's like, I can't go to bed now.
Go to bed.
Oh my God, I need to watch another one. Oh my God.
Thank
I know. I'm kidding you guys.
I can't
go to bed. I
when I got into Game of Thrones, I did not fucking sleep. I kept my neighbor upstairs. She can
you
hear
know nothing, Jon Snow.
Yeah, I kept her up. She's like, I can hear your TV louder than my TV. And then she's like, oh my God, are you watching stand-up comedy again? I'm like, what about when I'm fucking? This is really
annoying. Might be a problem, ladies and gentlemen.
And I was like,
I'm gonna step out on a limb and say that O'Connor ain't a quiet one either. I got a feeling O'Connor's a whaler.
And we aren't.
No, whoa. Throw my business out all up on the street. Hey now, hey now, whoa.
We already
know.
You threw April under a bus.
I just said that I assumed. I just said that I assumed.
Don't give me that.
That
shit.
I know enough about once April O'Connor to assume that she's probably a whaler.
The fact that I know that I can, that people can hear me, that I'm quiet. It's April, almost like fun to try to be as quiet as you can.
April, if you were to spend the night in the
not when you live in an apartment
next
by yourself,
to my room, you'd still hear me, biatch. Yeah, you want to make it a competition? Just find someone and let me know.
What the goddamn it, woman?
I'm being honest.
You just put me. God damn.
I love it though. She's throwing my life on blast.
This is the first time I've actually been mouthy on this program.
This is very true.
I'm gonna get her drunk before we do this all the time.
I don't know what the fuck you guys were thinking doing this. This is off the rails insanity.
Are you outnumbered again?
I did have a roommate once that used to like keep me up all the time, and then finally one time I was like, I get to pay you back, and it was great, but.
Yeah, let's make this a competition, baby.
I mean, I accept the challenge.
Now, Mitch may have a problem, but that's his problem.
We'll send him out for the night.
High five.
Oh, Lord. This is my own personal hell.
You're welcome.
So back to the drug bust. Back to the drug bust at Walmart of 500 pounds of marijuana that was discovered.
I don't even know how
to get us back on track. This is impossible. You did say your mom. Does your mom still work at the Walmart, Sid?
Yes, she does.
She does still work at the Walmart.
And so does my cousin.
Sydney's family works at the King. Walmart in the state where Walmart was founded.
Founded and invented, baby. It's called Arkansas. That's right.
You mean Arkansas?
Fuck you, Alex.
You mean Arkansas, right?
No. If you are from the state and you pronounce it correctly, it is Arkansas, baby.
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
It's spelled Arkansas.
I'm going to kick you. It's
Arkansas.
No, it is Arkansas. I'm going to kick your ass.
Arkansas.
Man.
Got it. All right. So
you want to sleep on the couch tonight?
You know what? I'm starting to think that might be a better option for me. Listen, I'll probably still be able to hear you wailing, so it'll be all right. See, now I'm getting her for the whaling jokes, too. I'm calling everyone a whaler tonight. See, it's going around. Don't you cricket me. I'll make you sleep on the couch, woman. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, get a room.
All right. No, but getting back to what I was originally saying.
That was a callback. So the
marijuana was just sitting on a delivery truck that wasn't affiliated, but it just had like some creamer on it. Like, what the fuck was the creamer doing on the truck? I want to know what this creamer was doing on this marijuana truck.
Well, if I may, you know, there are people that like creamer with their coffee. Maybe they like creamer with their marijuana.
I don't think so. No.
I tried.
No,
it was a good try. No, it wasn't. I'm about to take that back. That was not a good try.
But it's about that cream, though.
It gets the money. Dollar bills, y'all. I mean, God damn it.
But the blue and cream.
So the green and cream.
The can of whiskey punning linguists. Jesus fucking Christ. I should expect these fucking levels of puns on a show called The Can of Linguists, shouldn't I?
Woo-hoo.
It really is. This is just such a pun-heavy show. Oh, Lord.
Well, you know, life happens. Sorry.
Although Indiana, I mean, a lot of these states. Yeah, hey, listen, these states have all got their primaries coming up, so it's interesting. A lot of marijuana stories coming around. I wonder how much the fact that the driver was from Mexico had to do with the fact that they let the other guy go. That is kind of curious, though, that the guy who got arrested.
You mean he snitched?
But that's such a weird, like, the two men, a driver and a passenger, were detained. Investigators were told only the driver knew about the marijuana. I know what 500, like, I don't know what 500 pounds of marijuana smells like, but I can assume that's danky dank.
Yeah, dank.
It smells like the super dank. How would you not know? There's no way you didn't know.
Somebody had to snitch. They were posted up in a Walmart in trucks. Why is that suspicious?
I mean, because it's a little bit suspicious to just be posted up outside of a Walmart in a truck, a delivery truck, a semi-trailer. Yeah, it's a semi-tractor. That's a 18-wheeler.
Okay, that's not entirely true. But truckers can pull up in the parking lot in an RV and spend the weekend.
No, you can't. No, you can't. No, 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 you cannot. Absolutely cannot. No, no, no. No, you cannot. You cannot stay on public or on private property, which is what the parking lot is, when the business is closed. They absolutely have every right to have you towed out of there as soon as their business hours are over. Do they? No, not normally. But if that vehicle is there in the morning when they get there before they open, then still there the next night when they close, then they will have it towed the next day before work. Absolutely. And it's their right. They have every right to do that.
Good to know. Good to know.
No, it's absolutely suspicious behavior to just be parked outside in an 18-wheeler all night long. That's bad news. It's bad news.
It's bad news that they kept drugs in the cab. Yeah. That was the dumb part. I'm telling you, they called the cops on themselves.
April's just convinced everyone's calling the cops on themselves.
Yeah. We're just running a trend and we're just doing callbacks. Just being silly.
So moving... So moving on to our next story. So U.S. legal marijuana sales were $5.4 billion in 2015, higher than Trump's net worth and several times the cost of the space shuttle. And if you want to know the terms that I use it in, $5.4 billion would be roughly half a Goodell. That's what I refer to. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who always loves to tout how much the NFL made and was touting how they made $10 billion, wouldn't shut up about $10 billion. So $5.4 billion would be a little bit more than half a Goodell. I'm calling $10 billion would be a Goodell, so $5 billion would be half a Goodell. You're still staring at me all weirdly, Sydney.
What the fuck is a Goodell?
Thank you.
A Goodell is a measurement of money.
Gentlemen, but I'm still confused.
A Goodell is a measurement of money that measures out to be $10 billion because NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell loves boasting about how much money his league makes, and always roughly about $10 billion. So
okay.
I'm calling.
Okay. Now
so marijuana made half a Goodell this year.
Okay, hang on a second.
Oh, Jesus.
You cannot. It's called the U.S. dollar, not the U.S. Goodell. So stop equivalating the money to the gazelle. Goodell, not gazelle. I apologize.
It's a unit of measurement, much like a metric ounce.
Yeah.
Or fluid.
Compare it to the U.S. dollar.
You mean it's a unit of arrogance.
Yes.
Thank you.
There you go. It's a unit of arrogance. Yes, a Goodell. A Goodell is a unit of arrogance reaching $10 billion.
As soon as you explained it, I was like, totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. It makes sense.
I speak NFL. I understand.
Well, unlike you, I got lost. So.
Because I was drifting off in my phone.
The dogs are so cute.
So America spent more money on legal marijuana in 2015 than Donald Trump is worth. So the $5.4 billion in legal pot sales outpaces – oh, wait. I just lost my screen. April, bring your screen back. Are you killing me right now on your phone?
Yeah, she's playing
What are we fucking boring you over there, O'Connor?
Yeah. Honestly?
Yeah.
Honestly, you want to know what I'm doing?
Are you booty calling?
Yeah, booty calling.
You booty calling?
No,
booty calling.
No, I'm trying to get you on a spot at the fucking Cannabis Cup this weekend. We're doing a comedy show.
Oh, well, okay.
And
I
approved a fucking thing, and I was like, hey, can we get Alex on there too? Swear to God, you can look.
I believe you.
So
I believe you.
Thank me later.
Apparently then, Rudy Tootie booty calling, and no one knows what I mean except the WWE universe.
Rudy Tootie booty. I'm all about that Rudy Tootie booty.
It's a new day.
New day rocks. You know, that's
how it
works.
I've got like two different articles talking about how this year we made $5.4 billion.
Well, hold on. Wait, go back.
2016
to...
is estimated to do $6.7 billion. But with those types of increases, we're looking at $21.8 billion or two Goodells. 2.1.
A double Goodell by 2020. A double Goodell by 2020. More than a double Goodell. 21.8, that is more than a double Goodell.
2.1.
Wait, go back to the last article that was up, though. Could you? Yeah, what it said. So the $5.4 billion in legal pot sales outpaces it dwarfs the $1.7 billion cost of NASA's space shuttle endeavor, and weed sales will overtake the price of nuclear-powered aircraft carrier in a few years. I mean, that's a lot of money. They have the same number here as well. The marijuana market researchers predict overall sales will grow to $21.8 billion by 2020, a compound annual rate of 30%. So, I mean, that's a lot of money for marijuana.
Yeah, they're stupid. They haven't been doing this for longer, but they make a lot more money than that on drugs, synthetic drugs. So as soon as they can see that this can, you know, surpass the fucking pharmaceutical sales, then they will start putting more.
Oh yeah, no, this is. I mean, Pfizer, I think, shits $21.8 billion.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Pfizer wipes their ass with that kind of money.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt, that's definitely a fact.
Evil bastards.
They wipe their ass with a Goodell.
Yeah.
And not the unit of measurement money. They actually just wipe their ass with Roger Goodell. They have him come over and rub his ass between their cheeks.
And then he gets a power wash after that.
Oh, fuck Roger Goodell. Fuck this Super Bowl, too, and all this shit.
Yeah.
What's your prediction for the Super Bowl, by the way?
I don't care. The Patriots are out. I don't even know who's still in it. I mean, obviously, if Carolina...
None of you can see, but I'm making the biggest jerk-off sign with my... Oh, I'm jerking it so long and hard right now.
If Carolina doesn't sweep, then... Duh. Shut up, Jack.
It's not going
to... How do you guys just make out? Yes, thank you.
Stop talking to the dogs that the listeners can't see.
They love each other.
I know, our dogs are... having a relationship with each other that's a little bit inappropriate. I'm not okay with it. I mean, I am okay with it because
it's not like a total commitment because he's got some like bitches on the side.
No, and listen, neither one of them can actually have a baby because they've both been snipped. But
well, that's ideal, isn't
it? But they should get to get some fucking on. I mean, no one should live their entire life as a virgin like my poor dog has, up until the point that your dog violated her.
Oh, her sanctity. Break. A virgin? Yeah, that's why she gets it on with her lightsabers.
Well, no,
that's
she fucks she toys. All, my dog fucks Darth, toys daily.
Darth Vader.
I saw her fucking something earlier today.
My dog. Darth no, my dog Vader. Fucks toys on Darth the regs. On the regs, she fucks toys.
That's but, like saying you're a virgin, but you take it in the butt.
Thank
no,
you.
No, no, no. That's like saying you're a virgin, but you masturbate. You can masturbate and still be a virgin. My dog masturbates all the time. That's fine.
Yeah, that's like saying I'm a virgin, but I take anal.
No, that's not at all the same. That's taking a dick in your body. That's very different from pleasuring yourself. No.
Still a virgin.
I disagree with you both completely.
I don't. I mean,
no. You take it in the ass. You are not a virgin. I'm sorry, all the Catholic listeners on this show. You, if you are getting fucked in the ass, you're not a virgin.
I agree, honestly. But there are people that still think that if as long as
there are people who think that, but they're wrong. Okay, it's all right to like. It's okay to think things that are wrong, but I'm educating you that that is wrong. So if you're hearing this and you thought, "Oh, I get fucked in the ass and I'm still a virgin," no. So now you know that. Move on. Either have sex or don't. But don't go thinking him putting in your butt is some special thing that makes you special later on. You're still fucking.
It's a special.
Why are you still going with the... Okay, wait.
It's a special place.
It's April's favorite time. No, we don't need to...
Oh, Jesus.
Shut the fuck up.
I think Sydney's going to be my new favorite monthly visitor.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So I'm going to be leaving. So I'm going to be leaving the show, apparently. I will be quitting in the next couple weeks, apparently. That's going to be...
it's a good thing Sydney still lives here, so we'll just hijack the studio.
Everybody comes over because they like me more. It's okay.
That is actually very true. But you're much more like usually. Think it would be common thought to think that you're a more enjoyable person than me. But you know, I'm a better conversationalist, so I'll take that all the way to the bank.
That's what she said.
It's debatable.
Debatable. I like
you know
that.
You've done 49 hours of podcasting with me. I don't want to hear it out of you, O'Connor.
I love it. We're on episode 49 right now. Is that right?
Yeah, this is 49
baby.
Right now.
We're gonna have to do something special for next.
We're having my mother. I'm calling my mother.
I know, but we're gonna have to do something like we're gonna be at the Cannabis Cup this weekend, and we're gonna do some something.
I'm gonna have some fun with this. With
we're gonna do something.
Something. We're gonna have to get some like tidbits and snippets and sound bites. And we're gonna get really high.
Wait a minute, April. Can we play our sound bit, please?
Right now or on episode 50?
No, I would say tonight, but that's up to
you. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
UBG.
Oh, no. God, no. We're not playing that. No, God, no. We're not playing that.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
I'm
going
to have to go with Alex.
No, that's not getting played. Oh, dear Lord.
You're going to have to come and witness that magic.
Yeah, that magic has to be witnessed in person. For those of you who are wondering, like, because we're having the most inside comedy theater right now. But so April had won the UBG heavyweight belt. It's a booked open mic. It's a comedy open mic, but it's booked. So it's not really an open mic. They call it a show.
It's a booked show. It's a shitty bar show.
It's a shitty bar open mic kind of show.
But it's my favorite.
It's the best. So getting very bored, we developed a wrestling championship that we started to have a storyline going through. And April showed her bosoms one night. We talked about it here. Got the.
I feel like I got the belt. I somehow just got the belt, and now I'm like, I gotta defend this thing.
Play it.
Stop. No, we're not.
They're all saying it.
No, we're not. Stop. So So April got the belt, and she's having it taken off of her this week or next week. Is it this week or next week?
Am I though?
Yeah, you are. You're having the belt taken off.
No way. I am your manager. Ain't nobody taking that shit.
Oh, the script's already been written. April's taking a titty to the face and going down.
Okay.
She goes down for three. No, she's taking. I think we're gonna have Jim Kellner take the belt. It's either gonna be me or Jim Kellner is gonna take the belt.
I feel like
off
anybody that show could possibly take the belt. It's like Vertrees and fucking Gonzalez.
Well, that's the weird thing is that
I feel like it could go anywhere. I feel like anybody could come up and bum rush. Like
The thing was Pretro booked.
I want some fucking Andy Kaufman plant.
We booked the show that way kind of because anybody on that show would be willing to jump in and do a wrestling sketch with you because we booked he booked all comics that love wrestling.
Yeah.
So it's kind of this great thing where it's like, yeah, anything could happen that night because someone's going to take the belt off you. And then someone might take the belt off of them later on.
Yeah.
Someone might take the belt off of them later on
To be like Ginger Fury.
April.
And my manager is mine. My manager's not going to let that happen.
Well, you'd have a hard time because you're not a comic and you're not booked on the show. So can't win the belt if you're not booked on the show.
Yeah, but I'm April's manager. So I can try.
Nah.
I can try.
Not good enough.
Yeah.
Not good enough.
I just really didn't even know that there was a belt involved in my boobage. It was just like, I felt like I was getting showed up by some ancient porn star. And I was like, this isn't going to happen on my day, on my set. I'm not going to follow that. How do you follow a set of tits? With a set of tits.
With hotter sets of tits.
Younger.
Yeah. Younger
sense of tits. I'll still remember because I showed up at the UBG and it was like I showed up just after this happened. So it's just everybody
you mean
in the
when I was shit faced.
Yeah, when you were shit faced. So here's the thing. In my mind I was like going like, oh yeah, April got shit faced and showed her boobs, and then you were telling me like, no, I was sober when I did it. I was like, yeah, sure you were. Like, you're like, no. I had them buy me this many drinks because they did it. I was like, that's a believable story. Like, I could believe that a woman would be like, if I show my tits, will I be shit-faced in 5 minutes? And every dude in the bar would be like, yes, you will.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And then it was like every single
person. I was like on like two sips into my second drink. And then I was just like, really? How do I follow this bitch?
Because everybody knew that I did a podcast with you then, of course, like everyone like Kevin Anderson walking up to me like, oh, so I saw her boobs and not you. I'm like, I don't even know how to respond to the fact that so many people were rubbing it.
Vanessa was there too. I saw Vanessa last night and I was like, you gotta come on Monday. You were there. I feel like I'm trying to get the bitch squad together to come and save the title.
Oh, how cute. You all got to see April's boobs. Guess what? I got to see them at the alphabet starts at D. That's right, bitches. You gotta have D or bigger boobs to see those bitches. And mine are bigger.
Not that night at UBG you didn't. That night at UBG, all you needed to be doing was facing forward.
I got my own private dressing room with April, so peace out, bitches.
We went to the bra store.
Thank you. The bra store
that has the big girl sizes.
Uh-huh. It's called the alphabet starts. It's at D. That's right.
Jeanette bras.
That's right.
Oh, is this the bra store for the ladies who have big old boobies? Well, you know, listen, that's a special item. I didn't know that until recently that bras went bigger than D. That was not a thing that I knew. Well, because of you was the reason that I found that out.
Thank you.
It's like double D is really E, and then it's like E, F, G, da, 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 you know, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. And it just keeps...
I just want to stick my face in it and go... I go crazy on them. I love buoys. Yeah, buoys.
I couldn't resist.
Start to be able to go up. Do you remember the girls' faces when they're like, yeah, yeah. No, oh, my God, you're bigger than this. Oh, my God, you're bigger than that. And you could just see their eyes growing and their face wishing they could be between our titties. Like, oh, good God.
I'll still always remember the night that Vanessa Gritton grabbed, like... She was high, and she just like she was really high, and she got passed off to Sydney, and like she just basically landed in Sydney's boobs,
in my cleavage,
like her head between the cleavage, and a hand on each boob, and like the look on her face. Like, she looked like a child who'd just been tucked in with her favorite blanket, and I shit you not, she went, "I'm at home." And just nuzzled my – it was the coolest thing in the world.
Cutest,
to see my girlfriend's boobs
thing.
Get nuzzled. It was so adorable.
That's what happens when you have big, big, big double F boobies, babe. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you do got some big old knockers. But
I am really proud of how my – I don't care how much we talk about Sydney's boobs because she's talking.
This is very true. On the microphone.
Hello.
She's actually speaking into the microphone.
If she wants to talk about her boobs, let's keep talking about her boobs.
Yeah, keep talking about boobs.
Let's do it.
Yeah, no.
She's talking.
I'm sure this was a conversation about April's boobs.
She's not just like, hi. Hello. And hi. That's it for me. Peace out. No, she actually didn't talk today. So I'm trying, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying.
See, it started with just, you have to come and just at least tell Alex to shut the fuck up a couple times. She's like, all right.
Wait. Alex,
he's not talking.
I'm not talking.
You gotta save it. You gotta save it.
Yeah, you gotta save it for when I'm actually talking. Yeah. Save it for when I'm going on and on and on and on and on about something.
Yeah, but April kind of hit the bell for the.
All right, so moving on to our last story of the day. Offensive lineman, or ex-offensive lineman, Kyle Turley, has said that the NFL needs to get rid of its ban on marijuana. Said football is a dangerous game, and inherently you're going to have injuries, which come with a lot of pain. As a professional athlete who is expected to earn his contract, it pressures players into using these high-powered medications. And these doctors in the area I played in, they gave out medications without concern for addiction. So we've talked about this now a lot on this show. It's something I've personally gone back and forth on, but you know what? I need to stop going back and forth and just say it. Yeah, the NFL needs to adopt marijuana. It's the litany of prescription drug addictions that we're seeing amongst players that are now hitting their 40s, those guys who played in the 80s and 90s. It's shocking. The amount of dudes that we're seeing knocking their head around with concussions, that's a different part of the game. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is the bumps and the bruises and the sprains and this and that. It's like if you don't understand
just
what,
like after you do that type of exercise or you have those types of injuries, you need to be able to soak and get rid of all the inflammation and have. Not just piles of drugs.
Killing
your liver.
If you don't know the schedule for an NFL player, I'll run you through roughly. Because a lot of people are like, "Well, they're playing one game a week." Yeah, no. Besides tape studies, I'm talking just full padded, full contact practices. You'll have probably two a day, Tuesday and Wednesday. One on Thursday, and then a walkthrough, not full contact, not in pads, but a walkthrough full motion on Friday. That's five full contact practices, then a game on Sunday. That's six times a week that you are knocking, bumping, hitting, running, lifting, moving. If you think the dudes aren't going to roll an ankle or break a finger or twist a knee. Things that aren't going to keep you out of a game, but you need something medically to kind of make you feel normal. Well, fucking, I'm starting to think marijuana is a much better thing to give them before a game than fucking Vicodin. Because I've taken Vicodin before a rugby game one time, and I tore two ligaments in my foot, and I didn't know it because I couldn't feel it. That's some serious shit if you can't feel the injuries that you're getting. I know you, Sid, you had some sports injuries growing up.
I had quite a few.
Yeah, you had quite a few. So,
quite a few.
I mean, painkillers or marijuana? What would you have preferred now looking back?
Now looking back, I would have preferred marijuana, honest to God. I've been on Vicodin, which I'm allergic to, and they didn't know, which resulted in its own, like, my tongue swelling, my eyes swelling shut, my own kind of, you know, you've got to get insulin shots to kind of get past what they've done to you at that point. I've also had to deal with hydrocodone, OxyContin, quite a few other things, because you go through broken rib cage, you go through broken collarbones, you go through knee injuries, ankle injuries, rolling the ankle, breaking the femur, or, you know, it just depends on what sport you're in, volleyball, softball.
Well, yeah, no, but back to the point is, like, I've taken the synthetic painkillers.
I would prefer weed. Marijuana, I really would. It comes down to what hurts and what strand of marijuana can help that.
If I was missing a limb and I needed morphine, fucking dope me up. But if I had some pain, I went to the doctor, they gave me Norcos. I don't get those prescriptions. I just don't. Weed, you know, chiropractic, acupuncture, ibuprofen.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel dopey like that. It doesn't make, like,
it's not fun. It's not fun. Good. It's not a good feeling when you're on a bunch of those painkillers.
Or, like, ridiculously intensely in pain, then yeah, go for it. But through my experience,
opiates should be, in my personal opinion,
that struggle with opiate addiction, and I just don't like the feeling, because when I look at myself and I look at my eyes like that, I see that same look in my eyes that I see in people that I care about. It makes me upset.
In my opinion, and this is not a popular opinion amongst a lot of people, in my opinion, opiate painkillers, that is anything derived from poppy seed, should only be used in end-of-life treatment.
In hospice pain management.
There is no reason for Vicodin, morphine.
No, but morphine is the only one that's actually opiate derived. Everything else is an opioid.
Yeah.
Which is a synthesized.
Yeah.
You know.
But even synthetic. That's what I'm saying.
But the synthesized stuff is harder to kick, and it's just worse for you, and it just makes you crave more. It's not ideal. In other countries, they treat opiate addiction with opiates, not opioids.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I can honestly.
That's like methadone is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. But in minor cases, minor.
Like I said, if you are dying, you can have whatever you want.
Yeah, but if I'm sorry, if you have a broken leg and it hurts, smoke some weed, rub some dirt in it, man up, and quit being a bitch.
Okay, but hypothetically, let's say you're a crane operator and the bar came out on the wrong side and your foot got crushed.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about that? Smoke some weed and rub some dirt on it? Because it ain't going to cut the pain.
Listen, like I said, in life-threatening situations, and also anytime stuff like that happens, most of the time, 99% of the time, you ain't going to feel it. The body's going to go into shock. You are not – the body does not let you feel.
Have you seen an animal without, like, feeling in its back legs? It still runs around. Like, it's having a great time. Like,
if the pain – like, that's a real thing about the human body that I feel like people don't understand. If the human body can't take a level of pain being given to it, you won't feel it. The human body does that. It's like, oh, no, 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 we can't handle this level of pain. Shut it down. Turn it off. So that means any level of pain that you can feel, you can – I mean, I know you don't want to feel it, but opiates are not going to help and marijuana will. So, yeah, no, I'm saying if his foot got crushed by a crane, fucking smoke some weed and take a couple months off work because you're probably going to need some time off. That's what I say. Hell yeah. Perfect. Smoke weed for everything.
Okay.
Alex is going for that argument now. I already know April feels that way. Hippy dippy April.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm like always going to go for the hippy dippy route before I'm going to go to the ER or wherever. That's just how I operate.
Oh, no. See, I'll go to the doctor. I'll have the doctor look at me. Because if there's like...
No, if you really feel like something's wrong, like you're having abdominal cramps or like things like that, you should go to the doctor. Definitely go to the fucking doctor. But if I can, you know, beat it, whatever. Like if I'm having like a sinus thing, I'm not going to try to take antibiotics. I'm going to go and get Chinese medicine first and take herbs that taste like shit. Yes, they taste like shit, but they work.
Alex, stop looking at me. Not ask me for my opinion.
You're such a hippie.
I plead the fifth. I'm staying what? Out of this. Do not look at me.
You guys won't take fucking Chinese herbs that taste like shit. Because you want things to be candy coated.
April, because I got insurance. So I immediately take my ass to the hospital. Stop looking at me, damn it.
I just finally got my Obamacare.
Oh, got that Obamacare.
I've actually had it for over a year, but I just never went because I moved. And then now I finally got it. They're like, they switched me over to someone near me and they're like, you have to go within 90 days. I'm like, great. So I went in
Obama.
I went in and got my blood panel and I'm healthy.
Nice.
Like the cholesterol and all that stuff too. I haven't done that in a really
very cool.
Time.
Well, we're finally at the end of this episode. Thank God for me. I've been dealing with my girlfriend. Tell me to shut the fuck up every 10 minutes. One more time.
Shut the fuck up.
I can't wait to have
I'll
you
shut
back
the
on.
Fuck up. Well, so, April, what, tell the people about where you're going to be the next
river,
week.
Build a bridge and get the fuck over it.
This next week, I'm going to be at the High Times Cannabis Cup, like, taking dabs all day. I'll be there working with Honeypot, getting high as fuck. Probably drinking.
Probably.
I don't know. My Irish DNA says possibly.
Possibly going to be drinking.
It's a possibly.
Well, apparently I might be performing on the comedy show this weekend.
I'm going to be co-hosting the Raw Village stage with Dinah Leffert and Marnie and Mrs. Excellent. So we're going to be doing a little bit of comedy. There's like 6 hours of comedy. There's a whole bunch of people. And I was like, hey, can we get Alex on there? So
I would love to be.
You guys are gonna come anyways.
Sounds right.
Yes, we're gonna be down there anyways at the High Times
because we're gonna take sound bites to get for okay, whatever. And then on the 8th, I'm gonna be at the Crispy Show defending my title.
You're gonna have that title.
My manager's
you are going
there.
To be well, dropping hell, that title, biatch.
Okay,
that title's going down.
We'll talk about that.
As for myself, I will be up in Reno for Valentine's Day weekend with the Dismantled Tour. Sydney's actually coming with because I said I can't leave her home for two Valentine's in a row.
Better not.
So she's coming with me up to
Valentine's Day. I'll be working.
On what day?
You work in merch?
On what day?
She's going to be the merch
Valentine's
girl?
Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day, yes. Valentine.
She's
going
to be a merch girl.
Yes, she's going to be our merch girl and our video girl and all that stuff.
Video girl, yeah.
So, yeah, she's going to be doing all that stuff. And then March 2nd, I'm going to be up in Northern California at a casino. I don't know the name of it yet because I'm terrible at stuff like that. I got a bunch of dates coming up. I need to start organizing them so I can start telling you people about them. But I'm going to be on tour a lot, which makes me very happy as a comedian because, you know, God, that's
well,
the whole point of this.
Well, if you're going to be on tour, are you guys going to be missing the show? What's going on?
No,
guys?
No. I will make sure – I will do my damnedest to make sure that even when I'm out of town, we're still recording.
We put them in the can.
Yeah, we put them in the can.
We'll put them in the can.
We'll put a few in the can.
Can we put them in the can and put a lid on him? Maybe? Just maybe.
Ah, Jesus.
She's my favorite monthly visitor.
Okay, well, with that being said, I guess we're going to say thank you very much to the...
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much to the Crab Diving Network. Thank you very much to Riffopolis Studios for having us in here. Thank you very much to my lovely girlfriend for coming in.
Thank you, Vodka, for bringing out her voice.
Jesus. One of these days, I swear, I don't know what
to the moon, Alice.
To the moon, Alice.
to the
moon. Pow, zoom, yeah, all the way to
right
the moon.
In the kisses.
So thank you, guys. Have a good
You'll
night.
Never get rid of me.
Goodbye.